word. I wonder how it actually is. It a part of that E object that you get when you do?
So they maintain the same object prototype. That's why it's not actually interesting.
Oh, really?
Because okay. You can't like change, for example, the object. You can add, for example, something. It shares the data, of course, but it doesn't change the prototype.
Ah, okay.
So because sometimes, like, you, I found a situation where there is a check if it's a string, and after that they'll do something, treat it as an object. Okay, so maybe if we can manipulate the prototype, so it's a string, but it contains, let's say, a key called save equals something.
Sure.
So you can do that with the transfer, the post message transfer. So it maintains the same prototype of that object.
There's a lot of really interesting information in this docs.
Yeah,
page.
So there is actually a nice trick there. So C target origin. So a lot of people assume that it needs to be string, but actually it can be an object with a key target origin and a value equals to the actual origin. This, you can use it to bypass a lot of checks, string checks.
Yeah. At the time the event is scheduled to dispatch the scheme, hostname, or port of the Windows document does not match the provided target origin, it will not be dispatched. Only if all three match will it be dispatched.
This is really interesting. Huh. I did not know that. So you can provide it with an object there that will... Because then it, so look, I'm sorry, you've probably got it in your head. For those of you that are listening, not watching, I'm sorry, we're looking at the MDN. But look, see, the post message has two what's the technical term for that? It's like overloading function. Function overloading.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is message options and one of them is message target origin. The one that we normally see is message target origin, which is the string. But there's also the one with options where you can specify target origin and also specify transfer objects as well inside of that options. Very interesting. So if you have the ability to affect the second parameter directly of a post message request, then you can specify a target origin key inside of that object.
Yeah. So sometimes, like, they'll check the target origin as a string. And for example, if it's an object, they'll ignore it or I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So you can bypass the first check and set target origin to the domain you want.
Oh, crazy.
I'm clapping into the mic.
And again, this transferables object thing, we'll put a link in the description, but. Yeah. The behavior of this, like, I was just reading through how it explains how this works, and it's very similar to what you said, where it's like when you transfer an object, it literally moves the memory, the block of memory, to a different ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the type of object, like it says here, for example, when an array buffer is transferred, the memory resource that it points to is literally moved instead of copying the data. Other objects are transferred by copying the associated resources and then deleting the old one. So.
Yeah, they actually had, like, you know, now they have site isolation, but they had, like, the possibility to share, to have a shared buffer, shared using post message, and the two sites will, for example, if you make change to that buffer, it would be changed in the other one. So that time, this I actually used, but it didn't succeed. You share a shared buffer, and... you keep it as it is, for example, with origin checks, with everything. When you reach the point where, for example, it would make a post message to me with that origin, I just change the shared buffer, and it would be changed in that.
It's almost race condition.
Yeah,
basically race conditioning.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I need to look. Dude,
I'm telling you, man. Post message is the shit. I love post message. That's great. And so, the other thing that we had, you know, from before was talking about window frame relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just gonna kind of talk through a couple of those. We've got the window.opener, right? That's the tab that's opened the current page. The window.parent, that's gonna be your iframe's parent. And then you've got some other things as well. You know, you can traverse into different frames by using a specific window reference and then dot frames, and that will include all of the frames associated with that page. And then, but I'm a little bit confused because I thought I did something recently and it didn't work, where I had a child page that did a window.open. Mm-hmm. Is that populated into the window frames, or does it need to have a specific reference? Do you know off the top of your head on whether how you can get a reference to, let's say I open up a page, right?
Okay, you need to keep the reference in a variable. Okay. You can't access it directly.
So if I control the page, yes. But if it's a different origin, so I pop open a page, mm-hmm. that page pops open another page. Mm-hmm. There's no way I can get a reference to that third page.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Dude, that's so frustrating. I know that there is something that I read
by name.
Have you ever done anything with that? I couldn't get it to work properly, and we talked about it on the podcast one time, but I don't remember whether we actually got it to work ever. This will work if the pop-up window was open from a different frame on the same domain.
Same domain, yeah.
On modern browsers, this will even work if the window was... Yes, it also says... I'm in my own zone. In modern browsers, this will even work if the window has been opened from a different frame on a different domain, but this can cause some strange behavior in Internet Explorer specifically. Yeah, so maybe that's worth looking into.
Yeah.
But that is super interesting. So by window name, you can basically...
When you set window.open, you set the name of the opened window. Later when
I wonder if I can store a frame reference. So for example, I have attacker page opens up another attacker page. Okay. Frame, right? That page opens up another frame with window.open specifying the name parameter. Mm-hmm. Then this guy gets a reference to that one because this is all same origin at this point.
Yeah, you can have...
And then this guy redirects away. I still have a reference to that. I'm sorry, this is terrible for any of you listening on the actual podcast because I've got my hand and I'm just waving it, you know, in the air. Let me try one more time. I'm sorry, Yusuf. So I've got an attacker-controlled page. That opens another page. And then, so this is page number two. Page number two opens up a new tab, and these are all same origin at this mm-hmm, point, mm-hmm. with window.name or window.open specifying the name parameter. And then the second page transfers away, but you're still able to reference that third page from the first page.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Because the middle page is lost, so unless you keep the reference to a variable,
right? That's kind of what I was thinking. If we can get a reference to it,
yeah,
and
because
then we
you
redirect.
Can actually access,
yeah, because like why can't you open a new tab, store that as a reference in memory with it like a named tab that you know is going to be reused, and then say your attacker or sorry the website you're attacking, the victim site, does a window.open with the same window name. You still have a reference to that because you controlled it originally, and it's going to update that existing window to the new URL, right? So,
I have no idea, man. This is definitely something I'd like to see more research on, the window.name or the window name.
Yeah,
piece
the,
of
there, sometimes window you know the iframe can be the opener of the parent window. Yeah, there are some tricks that
what?
You can do. Yeah.
Whoa, hold up. Say that one more time. The what?
The iframe now is the opener of the parent window. So when you look in opener in parent, you'll find the iframe as an opener. Yeah, but this is not...
Yusuf, how?
Yeah, so...
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes. So I don't remember the details, but it's possible.
Wow, yeah. Dude, we gotta...
But it's not like something big that you can use unless that there are some... conditions for an attack to happen like that in a particular way. So in that case you can
wow,
yeah,
dude, that's crazy, man. I've definitely want to do some more research into this and kind of there's this article that we've referenced a couple times on the podcast. It's called Every Known Way to Get References to Windows in JavaScript. We'll link it in the description for this episode, but it does a pretty good job. I don't think it's every single way.
Do you know about the opener policy?
No, talk to me about it.
Yeah, so now with the browser, you can control if you want to keep the reference to the opener or not.
I have seen this. Yes, and you can do it.